爸妈妈撒呀 The clock is chiming. I knew it was going to do that. See, I was going to wait for the clock to chime, but then I just said, you know what? I'm ready to go. I can do this. I am so fucking good. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you jabronis out there say. All right. Whew. Randy, are you ready? Good.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and motherfucking moan.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. There is a third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. And that is how it is. And you say to me, but great one, how is it that you can always be right? Nobody can always be right. Oh no, I can always be right. And I do that because I am never, ever wrong. And I am the great one himself, and this is Stating the Obvious, the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys dumb motherfucking statist all around the world. And if there are survivors, they will be mowed down by the M60 machine gun. All right, welcome. This is Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society. We are on the internet at cynlibsoc.com. You can send us email if you want to do that. You can send it to God, that's God, G-O-D, dog spelled backwards, God, at cynlibsoc.com. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. I am, of course, the great one himself, and this is Stating the Obvious. Today is the 11th of March, 2013, the fourth year of our Lord, Hussein Obama. No, fifth, the beginning of the fifth year of our Lord, of Hussein Obama. All right, so we're going to talk about some stuff. Because that's what I do around here. I talk about some stuff. I don't know. We're going to see how this works. I am craving chocolate so fucking bad right now. I'm about to go insane. And woke up in this morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Couldn't go back to sleep, so I had some insomnia going on. So I'm slightly sleep deprived. And of course, we just survived this stupid thing where we move the clock forward and backward, you know, every year. Why the fuck we do this? I don't know. It makes no goddamn sense, but we do it anyway. Why? Well, because the government said to do it. And if the government said to do it, it must be a good idea. Right? So we do this stupid time moving thing. And what else is going on? Oh yeah, and then I'm like, it's like I'm starving to death. Randy, do you realize I have eaten 3 times today? Each time I have stuffed my fucking face. You only saw the third one. I had breakfast this morning. It was huge. Then I had lunch. I couldn't even wait till like 1 o'clock like I normally do. I mean, I'm fucking starving to death. I have a tapeworm or some shit. All right. On the subject of shit. If you've listened to the last 3 episodes of Stating the Obvious, and I know you have because, well, why would you not listen to Stating the Obvious? If you've listened to the last 3 episodes of Stating the Obvious, it sounds a lot like this is the I Hate Women podcast or some shit like that, because I have been ragging on women for the last 3 episodes, fucking just nonstop. So just for the record, I do want to point out that I do not hate women. I know some of you out there think I hate women. I'm fine with that. That's cool. I don't care what you think. But I do not hate women. I love women. I adore women. I think women are great. And I mean that in both ways. I mean that very, very sincerely, in that I love women, and women are all of my best friends are women. And, you know, in all the sincere ways. And I also mean that in the totally perverse sexual way. I mean, I love shoving my cock inside of a woman. I love, you know, licking a woman's asshole. I love shoving my tongue down her throat, and, you know, I like grabbing their tits. So I mean that in every possible way it can be meant. But that doesn't excuse some women out there from being dumb bitches, and that does not excuse me from having to make fun of you people. Now, hold on, let me pull my notes up. There we go. Let's prepare. All right. Hey, Randy, now that we're recording, I'm going to prepare for the podcast, if that's okay. Good. In the previous 3 podcasts, we talked about women, going into combat. We talked about some bitch who says that women should be able to go into combat because women can do, you know, women can go into combat. They can do this. They can kill. You know, my point was that it's a lot harder to kill grown men who are trying to kill you than it is to kill small children. You know, I read the article about the woman who killed her own child by stabbing him stabbing him 100 times and slitting his throat, and then slit the throat of the little neighbor kid. And we talked about how this same dumb bitch who wrote that women should go into combat, and also I pointed out that you need to notice how for these cunts who want women to go into combat, notice how not having combat, notice how not being at war is never an option for these stupid whores. Then we talked about how the same cunt who wrote that article wrote a op-ed piece in which she was opinionating about how she went to another country and passed judgment on them for being racist and the way they use their language and everything. And of course she can do this because she's an upper middle class white bitch from America and blah, blah, blah. And then I talked about other stuff too, and I talked about the contraceptive controversy. I talked about the fact that women want free birth control, and when they say free birth control, they always mean birth control pills. And we talked about the fact that if you're trying to be effective in contraception, birth control pills are not necessarily the way to go. The IUD is more effective, generally speaking, for women. There are always cases where it's not, because, you know, the woman can't use an IUD for various reasons. And we also talked about how the most effective form of birth control is, of course, for the man to get a vasectomy. And so we look at all of these things, and you have to wonder, why is it that women keep pimping for the birth control pill? So when we look at these three things, birth control pill, it puts chemicals and hormones into your body. The IUD does not do that. A vasectomy does not do that. Birth control pills come in packaging. They utilize more. Now, all of these methods, of course, there's packaging downstream, right? An IUD is manufactured at a plant. It's packaged. It's sent out. You know, it's shipped in a truck. All of that burns fuel. All of that creates pollution, all these things. You know, a vasectomy, to do that, you have to do it in a sterile environment. You use band-aids, you use tools that have to be sterilized, that use electricity. Okay, so, I mean, all of these things have stuff on the back end. But right there on the end user side, birth control pills come in packages. After 30 days, you have this package. It's probably non-recyclable material, and most of the stuff that goes in the recycling bin doesn't get back to recycling center anyhow. We're going to talk about that in the future. That's another topic. So you've got this package. You've got this waste. You've got this stuff you've got to get rid of. IUD, no packaging. Vasectomy, no packaging on the user end. And then we talked about how, of these, which of them makes the most money for the corporations? Well, the birth control pills make the most money for the corporations, right? If you're buying birth control pills every month, the corporations, the pharmaceutical corporations, make money. If you get an IUD and it's good for 5 years or possibly more, depending on the type and your general state of health and all this other stuff, the pharmaceutical corporation isn't making any money for 5 years. And of course, if you get a vasectomy, the pharmaceutical corporation makes a little bit of money because they give you some anesthetics so they can snip, snip, and maybe some pain pills. But after that, the pharmaceutical corporations don't make anything, which is why, of course, birth control pills are the pushed and preferred method of contraception by women who are feminazis and who are tools of the corporations. And of course, I also talked about how birth control pills are, of course, covered by insurance. And under Obamacare, it's covered. And of course, women don't just want a copay, they want it for free. IUDs are covered under Obamacare. But of course, vasectomies are not covered under Obamacare. Because of course, you know, women are so discriminated against, and oh, nobody cares about their healthcare problems. So as I was thinking about all that, I'm laying in bed, 3 o'clock this morning, unable to sleep. And another little something popped into my head about each of these controversies, about the women in combat and about the birth control. Women, and I've actually said this before, women want to go into combat because women believe that they can go into combat and that they can kill a grown man who's perfectly sober and perfectly competent and has a weapon and is trying to kill them. But their only experience with killing other people is killing their own children. Now, it also occurs to me that as you women are sitting there talking about how you want to go into combat, here's something else you need to keep in mind. Women get raped all the time. You women, when you're sober, cannot even defend yourself from being raped by some drunk guy or being raped by your boyfriend, you know, date rape. I mean, dude, the guy is fucking raping you with nothing but some flowers and some chocolates and a bottle of wine. And you can't even fucking defend yourself against that. You think you're going to go into combat and you're going to defend yourself from a bunch of people who hate you because you represent the government that has been dropping bombs on them and killing them with missiles launched from flying robots. And these are grown, sober men who can pick you up and throw you across the motherfucking desert because they're stronger than you. These are grown, sober men with AK-47s and explosives. You think that you are going to be able to defend yourself from them? If you women are so fucking good at killing people and defending yourself and being in combat, how is it you keep getting raped? I know, that's really fucking insensitive, isn't it? But it's fucking true. If you're so good at killing grown men that you want to go into combat, if you're so fucking good at killing grown men, why do you women keep getting raped? The next thing I thought about on the birth control side is, since the most effective form of contraception is a vasectomy, that makes sense. You know, you have a man and a woman, they're monogamous, because, right, women can't shut the fuck up about monogamy. So if they're monogamous, it would make sense for the man to get a vasectomy. No, it has, like, no effect on the woman, no hormones in her body, no chemicals in her body, no IUD stuck up in her vagina, which, I mean, I've never had an IUD in my vagina, because I don't have a vagina. And, you know, I've heard that you don't feel it, whatever. I mean, I don't know from any personal experience. Maybe you do. Honestly, if I were a chick, I'm not sure I would want to stick an IUD in my vagina. I don't give a shit how effective it is. So, I mean, that is a valid argument when women say, I don't want to use an IUD. It's like, okay, you know what? I can fucking relate to where you're coming from. I'm not going to diss you for that. Stand by. Oh, yeah, we're good. Woo! No, Randy, I thought the freaking... never mind. I thought the computer was crashing. But, yes, yes, fine. I will leave this... I will leave the engineering up to you and shut the fuck up. Well, I won't shut the fuck up. All right. Randy just told me that I should shut the fuck up and leave the engineering to her. All right. What the fuck was I talking about before I got sidetracked? Oh. Okay, so you got this monogamous couple, a man and a woman. You would think a vasectomy would be the way to go. And it occurred to me, why is it women are so desperate for the form of birth control to be birth control pills? Why are women so desperate for the burden of the birth control to be on them? Because remember, you women, you're so oppressed. You don't get to go into combat and kill people. You know, you're stuck with just killing small children. And, oh, you're so oppressed. And, you know, you don't make as much money as men do. And, oh, you have to use you have to vacuum the house. Dude, I bought, oh my God, Randy, did I tell you about, I bought a new vacuum cleaner. Dude, it's a Shark something. This fucking vacuum cleaner is fucking awesome. Is really fucking good. I don't remember what model of Shark it is, but it's the brand name of Shark. So if you're looking for a vacuum cleaner, they might be worth checking out. I did a bunch of research on Amazon.com and Walmart's website. You know, reading ratings, some of the Shark vacuum cleaners did not rate. What? I know this has nothing to do with... What do you mean? Wait. Randy, are you going to tell me vacuum cleaners have nothing to do with birth control? First of all, you need a vacuum cleaner in order to do an abortion because you have to suck the baby out with it, right? So don't tell me vacuum cleaners have nothing to do with birth control. Second of all, anytime I bring a bitch over to my house, and so after we've sat down, we've been chilling for a while, had a couple of drinks, I made dinner, you know, that's when I tell her, okay, it's time for you to fucking wash the dishes and vacuum the carpet. And if she doesn't want to vacuum the carpet, I'm going to throw her bitch ass out of the house. Now, I would call that birth control because she can't get pregnant if I'm not fucking her because I threw her out of the house because she won't wash the dishes and vacuum the carpet. Right? Am I right? Am I right? Exactly. Do not tell me vacuum cleaners are not related to birth control. All right. Hopefully that offended some feminazi cunts. All right. What was I talking about? Birth control. So I'm thinking to myself, why is it women want the burden of birth control to be on them? Why wouldn't they want to put it on the man, have the man get a vasectomy? Then it occurred to me, the reason women want the birth control to be on them is so that, because if I'm in a monogamous relationship with somebody, we'll call her Alice. If Alice and I are in a monogamous relationship and the birth control is on me, when Alice goes out and fucks other men, she doesn't have any birth control. So if Alice gets pregnant and she's in a monogamous, I'm making little quotes in the air, monogamous relationship with me and I have a vasectomy and she gets pregnant, it's kind of obvious, isn't it? I think that's a big factor on why women want to keep the burden of birth control on them and not turn it over to the men. Because if they're on the pill, they can run around, fuck other guys, and they know they don't have to worry. I mean, statistically, you don't have to worry about getting pregnant. We all know that occasionally it happens. So I just found that to be a little interesting. I also want to just briefly recap and talk about the Milgram experiment. In the previous three podcasts, I also talked about the reproduction of the Milgram experiment. In this one, where 17 men and 17 women were put in a situation where they had to shock a puppy after being prodded to do so by a person in a white lab coat. And I pointed out how only approximately half of the men shocked the puppy up to the maximum voltage, whereas, of course, all of the women, all 17 women, administered to the puppy the maximum amount of voltage that could be administered. So there's a lot of thinking I've been doing about that because, of course, in popular culture, in the movies, we always see these representations where the men blindly follow orders. You know, the men are told to gas the Jews or hang the black people or shoot the environmentalist wackos or whatever it is. The men are told by some authority figure to do something, and the men obey. And it's always some woman who turns out to be the voice of rationality. You know, the person who shows up and explains to the men who are mindlessly following orders why what they're doing is wrong, why they shouldn't be doing it. And as I think about it, that is so not in tune with reality. If you look at all the people who have changed our society, virtually all of them have been men. And by changed our society, I mean the people who were willing to step out, to stop conforming, and to do things differently, you know, to take a moral and ethical stand. Martin Luther King Jr., you know, Gandhi, you know, all of these people like that. There's Mother Teresa, who didn't really do anything except put Band-Aids on people. But I mean, all of the great leaps, all of the times when somebody has stood up and said, hey, everything you're doing over there is wrong, and this is the way it's fucking supposed to be done because you're assholes. You know, every time someone has done that, it's always been a man. And I think this explains why the women shocked the puppies and half of the men stopped shocking the puppies. And this also explains, this ties in as well, why there are so few anarcho-capitalist or libertarian women out there. And here's the thing. As an ANCAP, I don't give a shit what other people think about me. And that's a very male perspective. You know, people like Nietzsche did not sit around giving a shit what other people thought about him when he was writing his stuff. the existentialist philosophers didn't really care too much about what other people thought. You know, Gandhi wasn't real worried about what other people thought about him personally. Martin Luther King Jr., who fucked the shit out of women who were not his wife, you know, didn't care what people thought about him personally. They had a mission. They went out. They did it. And in doing so, they risked being ostracized in their society, from their society. As an ANCAP, I do that all the time. And as men, we are willing, as a gender, again, I'm, what's the word I'm looking for, Randy? I'm I'm painting with a broad stroke here. I'm generalizing, thank you. I'm generalizing here, but men, generally speaking, are willing to be ostracized in order to accomplish something. Women, on the other hand, women are all about negotiating and being friends with people and maintaining personal relationships. And as Stefan Molyneux put it recently in one of his podcasts that I listened to, which sort of spurred me thinking about this, women are into gathering resources to support babies and all this other kind of shit, which of course I know that offended a bunch of you, but I don't care because it's true. That's why you look for rich men to get married to, because you're gathering resources. So the point is, men are willing to be like, fuck you to the world, I'm going to do my thing, and if you don't like it, you can suck my balls. Women, on the other hand, are always looking to maintain nice relationships with everybody, and to conform, and to fit in, and to be a part of the community and the society around them. And I think that is the main reason why 17 out of 17 women shocked the puppy with the maximum voltage. Because to them, conforming with what they believed an authority figure wanted them to do was more important than having morals. And this is the one thing I think women do have going for them when they go into combat, is that male soldiers, having been in the United States military myself, having been in an infantry unit, and being a man and being surrounded by men, male soldiers, under certain circumstances, I give you Vietnam, where people shot their own lieutenants for being incompetent. Okay, male soldiers are likely to disobey orders, which may be part of why Obama recently had the bolts removed from the guns of the Marines who follow him around as his honor guard, because he doesn't trust the Marines because they're men, because he's afraid one of them's going to turn on him and shoot him. Okay, men in a combat situation will shoot their lieutenant if he's a dumb fuck. Men in a combat situation in the military will not blindly follow orders in an effort to conform. Women in a combat situation, I believe, would do that. They will do whatever they're told. And so our police forces and our military and all of these things, the SWAT teams and the DEA and all this stuff, is traditionally composed primarily of men. But I think there's an argument to be made from a status perspective that getting more women into those things is good, because women, you know, when the order comes down to go out and shoot unarmed civilians, women are going to follow that order because the women want to obey authority figures, because women want to conform, they want to fit in, they don't want to make waves. And to them, it's more important to shoot unarmed civilians, or it's more important to shock the puppy with the maximum voltage, because conforming is more important than having morals. And I think it's scary that 51% of the population cares more about fitting in with the rest of the population than they do about having any kind of morals, having any kind of values. And so this is why there are so very few women libertarians. Because, as Stefan Molyneux put this, he put this pretty brilliantly, and I'm going to paraphrase what Stefan said here, and I'm totally stealing this. So let's say that I'm an ANCAP, right, and Alice is my chick, and so I'm trying to convince Alice to be an ANCAP because it's going to enlighten her and make her life better and all this shit. And so Alice is sitting here thinking about this, and she's saying, so wait, if I become an ANCAP and I go and tell all of my female friends that they are thieves and that they are murderers and they want to kill me because they support the government killing people and they support the war on drugs and they're murderers and they support Hussein Obama, our Lord and Savior, And so when he kills people in foreign countries with flying robots and he murders them that way, that they are murderers because they support Obama. So she's, Alice is sitting here thinking about all this stuff, and she's thinking, how is this going to make my life any better? And the truth is, it's not, because this is another thing that we can talk about very, very briefly. I read this somewhere. I wish I could remember where so I could credit it. But it was the Apocalypse Cometh blog, which I need to pimp that, because that is one of the best ANCAP blogs ever. He was pointing out how there's this mistaken notion that, you know, within enlightenment makes your life wonderful or something like that, then enlightenment makes things better. He's like, no, it doesn't. Those of us who are ANCAPs, those of us who can see that government is theft, that government is violence, our lives are not better. Our lives are miserable because every day we walk around with the knowledge that we are surrounded by people who want to kill us. And how long have I been making that same point? You know, I, every day of my life, I am surrounded by people who, when the government comes to kill me, they will cheer. It will make them happy to see me murdered by the government, whether it's for, you know, because I made a mistake on a tax form, or it's because I did this podcast, or because I called Obama a cocksucker and waved my dick in his face. I mean, whatever it is, when the government comes to kill me, these people are going to cheer. They're going to be happy. It's going to be like the Waco massacre, where people watched as the government on national television burned children alive and cheered at how wonderful it was that the government was killing those children to save them from those evil child molesters. So Alice is going to be sitting here going, I can be an ANCAP and I can, you know, this is going to make my life no better. It's going to make me miserable. Anybody that I talk to about I'm being ANCAP and tell them that they're a murderer because they support Obama, they're going to stop being friends with me. I'm going to lose my resources. I'm going to lose my network connections. I'm going to lose my friends. I'm going to become ostracized socially. I don't want that. And, you know, in truth, this is another of those moments where, looking at this, I can't blame people, women or men. You can't blame them for not wanting to be ostracized from society. As an ANCAP, I regularly feel very ostracized from society. I certainly haven't cut out everybody in my life who isn't an ANCAP, because if I did, there'd be like nobody left. I'd be talking to myself right now, because even Randy would have to go bye-bye. Isn't that right? Because, yeah, little Miss Republican. How did it feel to get your ass kicked in an election by Obama? Who were you guys running? Oh, yeah, Mitt Romney, yes. Yes, he had every chance of winning. Anyway, right, so Randy would be gone, and I couldn't hang out with her. I could hang out with virtually nobody. But I have made an effort to reduce my exposure in life to people who are way, way more on the statist side. I can put up with a little bit of statism often, or I can put up with a whole lot of statism very rarely, but all the people in my life who are way fucking statist all the fucking time, they're getting eliminated. And normal people, especially women, are going to look at the situation where they're going to have to eliminate from their lives or be ostracized by, you know, 85% of their friends and acquaintances. I mean, who the fuck wants that? I mean, you do have to be a little bit fucking crazy and stupid to want that. And so the fact that there are no or very few female libertarians, I think, could be summed up by, number one, they value their social connections more than men do. And by number two, they value conforming more than men do, because it's the conforming that gets you the social connections, right? In our society, if you don't conform to what society wants, people aren't going to be your friend. You're not going to have social connections. So when you're a woman and you have this balance where it's like, okay, you know, I can shock the puppy or I can conform. Women are going to go with conforming, because conforming is what's important. Conforming is more important than having morals for them. And And this is why all the great leaps in our society have been made by men. It's not because of sexism. It's not because men are holding women down. It's because women are more intent on conforming than they are on changing things. And as I've said before, this is also why if women did rule the world, we'd all still be living in caves. We wouldn't even have fire yet, because no woman would want to start a fire to cook the food and stay warm, because nobody else in the neighborhood had a fire. And so if she had a fire, she wouldn't be conforming with everybody else. So she's not going to build a fucking fire. There was some guy back there way, way back in the fucking day, you know, who figured out fire and did it, and he didn't give a fuck what other people thought. You know, there was some guy who made a wheel, and he didn't give a shit what other people thought. There was some guy who figured out the bow and arrow, and he didn't give a shit that the neighbors didn't have a fucking bow and arrow, and they might not like him anymore, right? Men do shit because they don't give a shit what other people think. I mean, Obama, right now, is murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots, has killed more people in the war in Afghanistan than Bush did, has killed more people with drones than Bush did, has deported more quote-unquote illegal aliens than Bush did, has issued more of the secret presidential memo letter thingies than Bush did. How can he do all of those things? Simple. Because he's a man. He doesn't give a shit what other people think about him. He has his fucked up morals that say you can kill people if you want to, and he doesn't care what other people think. He doesn't need to conform. He's going to take his morals and force them on other people. He doesn't give a fuck about conforming. That's how he can do the things he's doing. What else did I want to talk about on the Milgram experiment? Let's see, I did that. Yeah, community. I mean, community. Men, women need to conform. Community is conformity. That is what community is. To be a part of the community in the human species means to conform to it. And I'm not saying that community is bad and conformity is bad, because it's not, to a point. I mean, we as human beings, Aristotle talked about this a lot, the need for, and if you read his book The Politics, which is brilliant, I haven't talked about The Politics in a while, but I need to bring it up every now and then. It's one of the best books you could ever read to understand political theory. You know, in The Politics, Aristotle talks about how people have to be independent, but you can only be independent within the polis. That means the polis is like the city or the community. So you can be independent, but to be independent, you have to be dependent upon other people. And that sounds stupid, I'm sure. So let me kind of explain what that means. To be independent, you can start your own business. You could start a hamburger stand, okay? And you're making money at this hamburger stand, and you make enough money that you are able to pay your own bills and give back to the community, all this other stuff. In that sense, you are independent, right? But now, of course, you can only be independent in that sense within the context of the polis. I mean, people have to come to your hamburger stand and buy your hamburgers. And unless you're raising your own cows, you have to get the meat from somewhere. And unless you make your own bread, you have to get the bread from someplace. Unless you grow your own wheat. You know, so there's all of these things that come together. This is kind of like what, you know, the Obama thing that you didn't do, that you didn't build that, or whatever it was he said. And this is also like the whole Adam Smith theory, you know, of how people specialize. And all these, so you can be independent, but you can only be independent within the polis. And so community is a good thing, all right? I'm not saying community is a bad thing. What I am saying is that too much conformity to the community can be a bad thing. And women, generally speaking, the broad brush, are too willing to conform to the community, even if it means sacrificing the morals, providing, of course, they actually have any morals, because remember, these are people who murder their own children. And I'm not talking about abortion. I'm talking about stabbing your son 100 times and slitting his throat, and then slitting the throat of the neighbor girl. What else did I have in here? Okay. Yep, why we did that part. When we're talking about women and conforming, let's briefly hit Marissa Myers, CEO of Yahoo, recently announced a policy that nobody could remote work anymore. Everybody had to come into the office. There were multiple blog posts written about how, oh, she's doing the wrong thing and you would expect better from a woman, blah, 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 blah. Let me explain why this sort of thing is exactly what you would expect, not from a woman, but from a CEO. And it doesn't matter that Marissa Myers is a woman. Here's the deal. I've said this before. I'm going to say it now. I'm going to say it again. Let's start with the example of President of the United States. People always say, well, if I were president, blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. If you were president, you would be just like the other people who have been president. Everybody who has been president of the United States is a sociopathic, fucking, murdering cocksucker. The way you get to be the president is you have a lot of money, you have a lot of political connections, you are anointed by the political parties, and you have no fucking morals. Everybody who has been president of the United States fits all four of those categories. Every fucking one of them, from George Washington all the way up to Hussein Obama. That includes the Bush and the Bush and the Clinton and the Reagan and the Nixon and all of them. Okay, you become president of the United States by having the attributes that are exactly like every other president of the United States. So now when Marissa Myers became CEO of Yahoo, everybody's going, oh, look, look, she's a girl. And of course, that's not sexism. There's no sexism there. There's no making judgments about her based on her gender. No, it's not happening. No, of course not. Everybody was all fucking Twitter-pated and creaming their panties and, you know, fucking fingering their assholes and all this other shit because somebody who not only has a vagina but actually has a fucking baby in the vagina became CEO of Yahoo, and oh my god, the fucking unicorns were going to start farting rainbow-flavored kittens, and $100 bills are going to fall from the sky, and everything was just going to be wonderful, right? So the bitch goes in, and she lays the smack down on telecommuting and says everybody has to work from the office, and everybody goes, oh my god, how could she do that? Here's how she did that. Marissa Meyer did not become CEO of Yahoo because she's a woman. She didn't become CEO of Yahoo because she's awesome or anything else. She became the CEO of Yahoo because she's just like every other CEO in the United States. She became the CEO of Yahoo because the board of directors looked at her and saw something familiar. They saw the same kind of mindless, jackass, fucking quarter profit driven, short term, where's my golden parachute so when I fuck up I can retire with a bunch of money after having fucked over the stockholders and the customers, jackass motherfucker that has been exactly like every other Yahoo CEO and the CEO of every other major corporation that has fucked people over left, right, and center. She's no different from anybody who's come before her. She's no different than anybody who will come after. That is why she got the CEO job. She didn't get it because she's a woman and because she was going to bring a fresh, you know, just breath of fresh air and come in and change everything. I just spent 30 minutes discussing how women focus more than anything else on conforming. When you put a woman in a CEO position, she's not going to come in and shake shit up. The first thing she's going to do is look for how can we make everything conform? How can we make everybody feel like a community? I've worked for women before, and that's all they're focused on is, oh, I want everybody to be like a family. I've had multiple jobs working for women, and some worse than others, but I can tell you for a fact, every woman I've ever worked for at some point or another has gotten this delusion in her mind that she needs to make the workplace into a family where we all conform and we all get along. And that's, again, that's their focus. They don't give a shit about morals. They don't give a shit about right and wrong. They don't understand freedom. All they care about is conforming. And so when Marissa Myers comes along and says nobody can work from home anymore, y'all have to come to the office 5 days a week, despite the environmental destruction that's done by burning all the fossil fuels and the time that's wasted and how much it's going to piss you off and lower your productivity and all this other stuff, she doesn't give a shit about any of that stuff. You know why? Because she has stock options and a golden parachute. And when she leaves, she's going to piss in their faces and she's going to laugh and she's going to take her golden parachute and go away and everything's going to go to shit, just like it's going to shit right now, okay? So this is, she's not the fucking Messiah. You know, just because she has a vagina. You know, everybody thought when Obama got elected, oh, he's got black skin, he's the Messiah. Why, he's going to bring change. The black skin is not change. Marissa Myers, CEO of Yahoo, everybody's going, oh, she's going to change everything. She's got a vagina. There's a baby in her vagina. It's not a baby. It's an unviable tissue mass. She can suck that thing into a vacuum cleaner anytime she wants. Randy, don't tell me vacuum cleaners don't have anything to do with birth control. All right, I'm going to do the vacuum cleaner joke for like the next fucking 5 or 6 podcasts. All right, just because she's got a vag, she's not different than the other CEOs. It's same fucking story. Different fucking day. So what else do I have on my list here? I mean, all right, you know, women value relationships. Maintaining relationships requires conforming. I mean, it's that simple. Men value achievement. Achievement requires being different. Okay, again, this is why, who was it that built the first airplane? Actually, it wasn't the Wright brothers. That's a long story. Ben Stone on Bad Quaker did a whole podcast about that. Right. But I mean, who invented fire? A man. Who invented a helicopter? A man. Who invented artillery? A man. You know, who invented the wheel? A man. Who got independence for India? A man. Who got equal rights for black people in America? A man. You know, all of this shit is done by men because men value achievement. And to achieve things, you got to stick out from the crowd. Women value community. And to be part of a community, you have to conform with the crowd. I can say it 1,000 more times, but I think probably people are fucking sick of hearing it. And I talked about the white calling a racist. I don't need to talk about that anymore. I did that. Right? I did this. Let me just read this one more time because I like reading this. A suburban Chicago woman stabbed her 7-year-old son 100 times, then turned the knife on a 5-year-old girl who witnessed the attack, killing both as they begged for their lives, a prosecutor said Thursday. 40-year-old woman in Illinois stabbed her son 100 times, then turned the knife on the 5-year-old girl, slit throats. She told the detective she thought that killing her son would make her husband hurt the way she hurt in their relationship. Why? Why? Here it is. She killed her son to make her husband hurt the way she hurt in the relationship. She wanted her husband to conform with her. And so her desire to force this other person to conform overrode any morals that she had whatsoever, to the point where she murdered her own son and a 5-year-old girl. I mean, there you go. You know, those of you out there who want to fucking speak so highly of the female gender, while at the same time always condoning men because men are all rapists and men all start wars and all this other shit. Well, you know what? If you women are so fucking pure and moral, why do you kill your own children? And if you're so awesome at going into combat, why can't you defend yourself when a man tries to fucking rape you? Speaking of psycho women, I'm not reading any of this, but there's a book review here. This is a book written by James Lansdon. It's called Give Me Everything You Have on Being Stalked. It's a book about how some chick who is stalking him on the internet and sending him threats and all this other stuff, you know, just goes to show, just pointing this out because some women are psycho cases. On the subject of psycho cases, here's an article. This is from Vogue magazine. I love Vogue magazine. Vogue magazine regularly features female power players, for lack of a better way of putting it, and manages, and honestly here, truthfully, I mean what I'm about to say. I really don't think these women are as shallow as Vogue magazine makes them sound. I mean that. This is an article about, called The Female Factor, Congressman in Office, 2013. You know, and so let me just briefly read a couple of things out of here. Where's the good stuff? Well, first of all, there's this one, which I'm not going to make too much fun. Okay. Quote, no financial allowances made for members, most of whom earn $174,000 a year, with dependent families. If they want to maintain two residences, they must pay for both out of pocket. I just want to take a moment to say, I really feel you poor congressmen and congresswomen who are struggling to live on only $174,000 a year while you actively murder people for having brown skin and living in Afghanistan, while you actively murder people for possessing marijuana. It must be really, really tough for you to do that. It's such a struggle. All right. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi endures the same frustration as everyone else. Quote, this morning I thought, you know, I want to start dressing like a man. I'm going to get a few suits. I'm going to get a few shirts. I'm going to get a few scarves, and I'm going to travel with one suit and two shirts. We could never do it, but it's amazing how much easier it would be. Unquote. Now, I despise Nancy Pelosi. I despise all politicians. I despise everybody who works for the state. But I really wonder if she really is as shallow and, you know, as interested in clothing as this article makes her sound. Then over here, Pelosi says, quote, women are very operational. They get the job done. They are consensus builders, too. They listen. They are editors. They weed out what isn't necessary to get an impact. Unquote. Now, this is a direct contradiction. I just spent the entire podcast talking about how women are, in fact, not operational. They do not get the job done. They are consensus builders because they must conform. So Pelosi clearly doesn't actually have any friends who are women. Or she's lying. And then down here, this is a nice little quote from a Congress critter who is not named. This quote is from an anonymous. Speaking of anonymous, I'm still reading the book about anonymous. It's pretty good. I got distracted for a while because I was working too goddamn much. And then I got distracted for like the last 5 days because I haven't been working, which has been great because I've been able to actually socialize with people and stuff. It's fantastic. Like non-theater people. It's been really fucking good to spend. I know, Alex. You don't know Alex. Alex came over and we just sat there and fucking watched movies and had dinner. It was so great. Oh my God. All right. Alex is a cute chick, by the way, for those of you. You hate women. No, I don't. I like this one a lot. All right. This anonymous congresswoman said, quote, it feels good to be powerful, acknowledges a senator. Quote, it's been one of the big changes here. I make no apologies for it. The more power I can get, the more I can help solve problems. And that's what I'm happy to do. Unquote. Yes, the more power you have, the more you can force people to conform with your worldview and the way you want it to be. You know what's fantastic, Randy, is I primed all that shit in the web browser, and here we are. It's like I was in spin. Everything I just did was supposed to take about 10 minutes. So that worked out really well, didn't it? So this congresswoman, she wants more power because having the power makes her feel good and she can do things and she can build consensus and she can force people and blah, blah, blah. Should I even attempt any of this stuff? Let's talk about women. Hold on. Let me do this one. Nope, that's not it. The Miss Delaware, Miss Teen Delaware chick. Yes, for those of you who haven't heard, the chick who is Miss Teen Delaware made a porn movie. And so she had to give up her crown. So first of all, why is she giving up her crown? Aren't we supposed to be sexually liberated? I mean, she made a porn movie. What's the big deal? Paris Hilton made a porn movie, and Paris Hilton doesn't even have the fucking talent necessary to become Miss Teen Delaware. Paris Hilton isn't even smart enough to be Miss Teen Delaware, because fucking Paris Hilton probably couldn't find Delaware on a map in order to go there to compete in the pageant. So anyhow, all I'm just saying that Miss Teen Delaware made a porn movie. Yes, I did watch it. Yes, she is hot. And, you know, it's like, it's this fucking crisis. Like, oh, you have to give up your crown and all this other shit. Why, man? Why? Aren't we supposed to be fucking sexually liberated in this society or some crap? Why? I know, I'm hoping she'll make more porn movies. I mean, her acting skills are not that good. But, I mean, she did okay for an amateur. Alright, what do I... Shit. Hold on. What do I want to do now? I did that. See, I don't want to start anything new. Hey, let's just do an actual short one. Not that it's going to be short, but long. Randy, play the music. We'll cut, and then we'll do more tomorrow. We're not recording anymore today. All right, hit it. It's just a I don't bother with the other side. Oh, yeah.